Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, thank you for joining me today. And on this program, I want to talk about power. There are all kinds of power in the world. The political power that countries have, electrical power from huge dams around the world, and even the power of persuasion that certain world leaders have. Well, we saw an example of raw human power a few weeks ago here in Utah. This was the race called the Tour of Utah. And it's comparable to the Tour de France. Bicyclers from all over the world, including France, came to compete in one of the most arduous races in the world. The race to Torrey, Utah, covered 131 stunningly beautiful but brutally challenging miles, climbing to over 10,000 feet in elevation. It's higher than the legendary Tour de France. Well, that morning we watched as the racers stretched their muscles and checked their $10,000 bikes as they lined up on the starting line. The gun sounded and the race was on. As they came up the street toward us, one man next to me said, "Wow, look, here they come." And in the next breath he said, "There they go." Well, we all knew it would go by very fast, but just how fast was still a surprise. And then it seemed just moments passed as we watched them climb the long hill in the distance. And in the time of the Roman Empire, the Apostle Paul also witnessed many chariot races at the Colosseum, which were part of that culture. Maybe that's why he likened our lives, as we follow after Jesus, to be a race. In fact, he wrote in Hebrews 12:1, "Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us." Well, that's a really good admonition for us, isn't it? And you know, sometimes our sins do trip us up, do hinder us, and yet we can always go to God, ask for his forgiveness and his help. There's a wonderful song that gives us great assurance. It says, "He looked beyond our faults and saw our tears." Well, here is Freddie Haler singing, "He Looked Beyond Our Faults."
Amazing grace will always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died.
And saw my need.
Looked beyond our faults to help us. Yes, that's our loving God, isn't it? Well, on this program, I'm talking about all kinds of power, including spiritual, supernatural power. But I think all of us would agree that an earthquake certainly has power. Power we can't do anything about. It comes where and when the earth wants to shake. Well, people in the time of the Bible also lived in constant danger from earthquakes. And in reality, millions of people in Israel, California, other areas of the world still have to deal with earthquakes. However, the apostles Paul and Silas experienced a rather strange earthquake. In the 16th chapter of Acts, it says that Paul and Silas were beaten and then thrown into the jail cell. But even though they were bloody from beatings, the Bible tells us that Paul and Silas sang praises to God all night long. Suddenly, around midnight, a great earthquake came that shook the prison. Amazingly, the locked doors of their cell flew open and the chains of the prisoners came off. Well, if you've ever lived through an earthquake, you know that doors don't get unlocked. And chains with locks on prisoners wouldn't fall off. The whole prison might collapse. No, this was no ordinary earthquake. This one was sent by God to free Paul and Silas. Isn't that amazing? Yes, earthquakes can certainly be devastating, but there are other kinds of disasters that we might call earthquakes that can shatter our daily lives. So how can we be ready for the unexpected? Perhaps it's Psalms 46, 1 and 2 is our answer. It says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Yes, when disasters of any kind turn our world upside down, God has promised He will be with you in times of trouble. Now here's a song of assurance for you if you're experiencing your own earthquakes and disasters. It's a wonderful song that I love. The song is called, God Will Make a Way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
Let's sing it together.
Oh, God will make a way. strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way.
Listen.
By a roadway in the wilderness, he'll lead me.
Rivers in the desert.
Rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but his word will still remain. And he will do something new today.
Might be here tonight. You may think God has forgotten you about your situation, but he hasn't. The Bible says that we are inscribed in the palm of his hand. And heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will remain forever. And he can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or think tonight. Amen. Let's sing it.
Oh God, make a way.
Yes, he will.
Where there seems to be no way, he works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side.
With love and strength.
With love and strength. For each new day, he will make a way. New day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Thank you, God. Do it, Lord, right now. Make a way, God. For those of you feeling hopeless, there's hope. Make a roadway in the wilderness, Father, tonight. Make a river in the desert. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Oh, what great assurance. God will make a way for you if you ask him, no matter how confusing your life may seem. Well, on this program, I've been talking about different kinds of power, supernatural and natural power. You know, it seems that sometimes we don't choose wisely when we want to exert our own power over some circumstances. Throughout history, there have been disasters when someone didn't carefully choose their battle plan. One of the most often repeated examples is the defeat Napoleon suffered at the hands of the Russian Empire. Why? Because of his arrogance, he would not listen to wise counsel. Well, how does this example apply to you and I? Well, I remember attending some counseling classes years ago, and the instructor said, in reference to family relationships, "Always choose your battles carefully. Stop and think if this is a really important issue." Well, history's filled with men and women whose actions have been based on a kind of self-aggrandizement, like Napoleon, believing that they are always right. Well, the Bible calls them fools because they trust in themselves. And King Solomon put it this way in Proverbs 12:15, "Fools think their own way is always right, but the wise listen to counsels from others. What does this have to do with power that I've been talking about? A lot. We can use our power of persuasion for good or for evil, to create peace in our homes or chaos. We can use our power to bless others or curse them. And again, in Proverbs 13:20, Solomon tells us how to not be a fool. He said, "He who walks with wise men will become wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." We can choose to make friends with wise, godly people and become like them. Or we can be friends with ungodly fools and become destroyed because of their influence, their power in our lives. Are you still not sure how to be wise and walk in wisdom? I don't mean to oversimplify, but it really is quite clear. B.J. Thomas sings a song that has our answer. Here he is.
What kind of man would wash men's feet, get pushed around, then turn the other cheek? I want to be more like him every day, in every way. So little time he took for himself, he was more concerned for everybody else. I want to be more like him every day, in every way. As tears of pain fell from his eyes, he prayed for those who had him crucified. I want to be more like him every day, in every way.
Should be our desire to be more like Jesus every day. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And I'm talking about power on this program, all kinds of power. In 1752, American inventor Ben Franklin conducted an experiment that changed the course of history. He took a metal key, tied it to a kite, and floated it high in the sky during a lightning storm. When Ben touched the key, he received an electrical shock, which ultimately led to the development of the light bulb by Thomas Edison. Of course, electricity changed transportation, industry, in fact, every facet of our lives, hasn't it? Electricity is a powerful force, but its power pales in comparison with the spiritual power that God has made available to us as believers. Jesus told his disciples that they'd receive an amazing kind of power that could transform their lives. It was the supernatural, miracle-working power of God. And yes, that same power of the Holy Spirit is present and available to us today. God can heal your diseases, transform your life, and give you the ability to share about Jesus through the same power that Jesus described when he said in Acts 1:8, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Well, if you're wondering how you can be a witness for Jesus to the ends of the earth, one easy way is for you to support this program, which comes out of downtown Jerusalem, as well as all over the world. And even more importantly, tell all of your friends about Psalms of Hope and where to listen to it in your area. And in reality, you will be witnessing for Jesus, because that's what I do on this program. Tell you about Jesus and how much He loves you. He does, you know. Well, here they are now. Every time I feel the Spirit.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart,
truly, may the Holy Spirit abide in you today, giving you the power and courage that you need. Yes, it's only Jehovah God who has supreme power. King Solomon said in Ecclesiastes that all of our earthly pursuits are like chasing the wind. So what is our answer? Simply to trust in God Jehovah, the God above all gods. The Bible says that God alone is eternal, immortal, invisible. He never changes, no matter what happens on earth. When our own earthquakes and disasters come, we can always depend on Him to help us go through them if we ask Him. He will walk with us in our times of trouble. Jesus said He'll never leave us or forsake us. Oh, yes, the world may be filled with uncertainty, wars and rumors of war, sickness and famine, as well as our own personal disasters. But I'm reminded of King David, and like us, he had to trust in the Lord to deliver him many times. The closing scripture I want to share with you was written by David after the Lord delivered him from Saul, who'd been trying to hunt him and kill him. May you find hope and comfort in these scriptures today. Psalms 18, 1-3. David begins by speaking directly to the Lord, telling Him of His love. He writes, "I love You, Lord. You are my strength." And then he goes on to tell us about the Lord and what He will do for us, as God did for him. He writes, "The Lord is my stronghold, my fortress, my Savior, My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies. Yes, as God did all of that for David, he will do all of that for you also. You know, I was thinking as I closed this program that perhaps you've been listening for years and you've never written to me or donated. And you need to know that Psalms of Hope is not supported by any church, but rather by listeners just like you. So, I hope you won't depend on someone else to write in. Will you consider sending me a donation today, no matter how small? And most of all, will you pray for me as I prepare each program? And you know, if you'd like to hear a certain song, you can write in and request that too, and I'll try and play it for you in the coming weeks. May you be blessed today as you're reminded of God's love and care for you. And do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.